flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. It's already hump day.
Hump day.
3-day weekend.
I know. Really cuts into the next week.
Woo-hoo!
It's a 20% shorter week. Feels good. You know, it's... Say it all the time. If it wasn't for the fact you have to get up at 3 o'clock to do this job, it would be. I mean, can you imagine if we did this job from, say, you know, noon to four every day?
be like,
oh my God, home in time for dinner. I'd be all morning to prepare.
I would be so good at surfing.
Oh,
you have no idea.
I'd be so good at watching TV shows. It'd be great.
Or I'd still go to bed early, and I'd still get up early, but I would be in great physical shape.
Well,
yeah. As somebody took a break from doing mornings for a few years there, you never get over the early morning wake up. Like, you're just a... I know you change your routine on the weekends sometimes.
I do, and it's stupid. Well, it's stupid to do it, but
I do too.
I have to.
But that's because the kids and...
You know, and even though I try to change my routine, it's only if I dare to sit down on the couch... Anytime after 7 p.m., it is over for me. So I can't be doing that. Got to be standing up
and
singing.
You really should start doing Coke again. I think that that's the key.
It's, you know, Coke will keep you up all night.
Come on, Sarah. Let's not.
It's honestly, I'm too scared. It's this fentanyl.
No.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm just saying I can't. So. I'm kidding. Sort of.
Anyway, I got sleep last night and I feel like a million bucks.
Glad to hear it.
Oh, it's just all the difference in the world.
It really is. It's everything.
Uh-huh.
When you wake up and you go, oh, okay. All right. I slept. I got some sleep. How many hours straight do you think you got?
5.
Oh,
which is, you know.
It's great.
For me, that's a good night's sleep. 6, 7, 8. It's all great after that, but.
I really don't stay asleep 8 hours anymore.
Yeah.
I'll stay in bed for far longer than that, but I am.
Speaking of, 408 says, hey, Vinny.
Oh.
I decided to heat up my bed with a hairdryer tonight. I hope it went well. I mean, I didn't share that story for any other reason than when you start talking to some, like, I've known that person a long time.
Yeah.
And to hear that that's what they're up to every night was,
and
it's interesting.
And it was like really long term, like ongoing. Like, yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
And I have.
I had to return my hairdryer because it wasn't working. I got for Christmas. I got a new one and I was thinking, who cares? Like, what do you need? Well, I have to heat my clothes up and I have to heat my bed up. And I was just, every day you do this, every day.
Mm. Did you see the rest of that text? What happened?
Worked great until I blew a fuse. Aaron, Willow Glen.
Oh, no. Aaron, your electrical panel can't handle the heat. They do say that blow dryer, if your fuse is going to blow, turn on your blow dryer and put it right over the top.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They say that?
You know,
among your like home working friends,
it does seem that way. Even at our guest
tell
house,
you that?
Yeah, we had to upgrade like one of the breakers or something. Something had to happen because every time my friend from Mexico would turn on her hairdryer, and she like she spends a lot of time fixing the hair just so. Her hair is great.
Are we calling Mike J a girl now?
No, it's his wife, Heather. Sorry, Heather.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to, but you're on the air. So, she is handsome, very handsome, but he slicks it back. Oh. He like puts some stuff in, although it's pretty long now. I think he kind of lets it go now.
Oh, well, he would have to.
Yeah. Little man bun action once in a while, you know. Only a few people can pull that off.
Nobody can pull that off.
Mike J's pulling it. No. I mean,
he's a very handsome
guy.
Wait till you meet him.
Yeah. Oh, you've met Mike J, haven't you? You play poker with him.
No, I haven't done poker yet.
Oh.
Mm. You're thinking, we gotta make that happen.
Gotta make that happen.
628 says, I'm thinking about the time I met Vinny while working at a pet food store in South San Jose, shopping for Willa. Feels like eons ago.
Mm.
Also, good to hear your voices after all these years.
Oh.
Mm. Hi.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing? What's happening?
It's like terrible pickup line. Hi.
You should do it in your Christopher Walken voice, and then maybe, you know, the girls would come flocking.
Hello. No.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Hello. I'm Maddie.
Okay.
How are you doing today?
I'm torn between keep going and please stop.
Sarah.
Oh.
The show must go on.
That reminds me of just of TV in general. They were saying that Severance has made Netflix something like $200 million.
Apple.
Like, that's what I meant.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Apple.
I'm like, how is Netflix benefiting from a...
Well, Netflix is also turning in $10 billion quarters. Oof. I have a couple streamer things coming up, but last night we started watching the first episode of the new season of Squid Game.
Mm.
It's hardcore. Like the.
Oh yeah.
The stuff that they are pointing at their own heads. I couldn't watch. I was actually like, I put my hands over and I would just like wait to hear the gunshot. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like it is just so hardcore.
Like Russian roulette kind of thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's just so. I mean, it's a terrible show. I'm not recommending Squid Game to anyone. That first season, rough. It's gory. It's just bloody. It's awful. It's also so, it's really good. I mean, I love it, but also hate it.
Did you watch the English overdub or did you watch?
Oh, I always watch the English overdub. I like to see how bad that is. But even with all that, I sat down on the couch, John and I sat down and I go, okay, well, let's try and squeeze in an episode here. It's like 6 p.m. I sit down. I'm watching. There's blood. There's gore. There's all kinds of all the stuff that's happening. And I still fall asleep within 15 minutes. I'm like, oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Well, the problem is when you fall asleep on the couch, now you're asleep on the couch and you're like, someone's kind of shut. Get up. You got to go. Now you got to wake back up. And then you're all crabby about it.
Talking about yourself now, right?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah. And go in, you know, brush your teeth and do all that stuff and then go into bed. And it's just, you lay there like, I was asleep 20 minutes ago. I was fully asleep. Couldn't I have just slept on the couch?
Although, this was you yesterday.
This is me. Yeah, last night.
At what time?
I don't know. I guess it must have been 6:45. I got in bed after falling asleep. Maybe it was a little bit earlier than that. I really don't know. But honestly, it's just if I fall asleep on the couch and then I wake up and go into the bed, then it's almost like the night is shot. I have to fall asleep in bed, so it's really hard to watch TV at night because immediately I fall asleep. And
Matt, wow.
I know. Yeah, what a problem. My God. It's happening. I'm gonna have to get a treadmill, watch TV while I'm on a treadmill. Actually,
I love doing that.
Wouldn't that be great? Like to power your TV by running on a treadmill. Why not? Why wouldn't it? You'd get used to it so fast.
I watch too much TV.
Yeah. I mean,
you would
kind of shape you.
Well, it'd be good, but it'd be better if it were optional as opposed to have to.
If it's optional,
you
want to
lay in bed. I understand you would say.
Yeah, I would. I'd be like, no, it's an option. Forget it. I'll sit here and fall asleep and bitch about it. Much more into that. Complaining. Yesterday, I was thinking about that story you did where it was like, just take the day off from complaining. I can't remember what the story was exactly. And I'm
did
like,
you do it?
No, God, no. I can't. How could I possibly do that? I complain about everything. I guess it makes you realize like how much there is to bitch about.
Well, let me just take the other angle.
Okay.
California, and I realize our friends down south,
not having the time of their lives.
I get it. Trust me, I do. The weather here right now is, I mean, if there's any, like, I get it. We need the rain too. So I realize, you know, being all, you know.
Well, I hear there's some coming.
Maybe. I don't think it's that much, but I did see that as well. But I just
trying to cheer us up.
It's so beautiful right now. The weather is absolute. I'm driving down the coast. The sun is out. It's not too hot. It's the water is sparkling. Mm. Everything is as you would want it to be. And for me, I understand some people want it 100 degrees. I don't want 100 degrees. No. I like it.
I mean, 72, perfect. Right? Isn't that the...
I'm looking at the ocean yesterday and I wanted to go surfing, but I had to go to guitar lessons. So I was like, oh man, if only my mom paid for my lessons so I could ditch them. But I pay for them, so I couldn't ditch. I'm like, God, it's so much different when you have to pay for it yourself.
Does he have a lot of students? Like, does he sit around all day doing Zoom?
No, he mostly does.
This is your guy's in Florida now.
He moved from Boston to Florida, but he's a dude that I take guitar lessons
How'd
from.
How'd you find him? Just
via Zoom.
You just try him out online.
I don't remember that what turned me on to the company that he does these lessons through, but I looked into it and went, I'll try it, and it's at my house.
Yeah.
Some of the problems I've had is even, well, one of the problems is I commute. So when I get home, I don't want to get back in my car.
No, I hear
And then
you.
I was getting back in my car and going to this place where, and look, artists, I root for you. I want you to be happy and rich.
Yeah.
This guy.
Beloved.
Would come walking into my lesson 15 minutes late and be like, it's cool, bro. We'll just go long. And I'm like, it's not cool. I have to pick up my kids. I can't stay long. I leave from here. Like, it's just that.
Right.
No.
Yeah. We agreed on a time to meet and I pay you for this hour.
So this has worked out fantastic. It's just.
And you
it's
like this
home.
Guy.
I like him very much.
Yeah.
He's a Boston guy.
Oh, gotta love those
but
guys.
But he does now. What's the matter? You okay? You're like, are you hurt?
I did something on my neck a couple days ago.
Oh.
It's nothing.
Maddie will crack it. Go in there.
I don't. It's, honestly, I actually think cracking it would be.
Let me crack it.
No, I'm not. No.
Come on.
Back
he's
to
got you.
You. Go on. So anyway, you're on just, the guy.
Oh, so the Zoom. It's anyway. He's great. I like him. I've been taking these lessons, and I couldn't ditch it yesterday, which was. And so I had a great lesson.
Yeah, but it was gorgeous out, and you were looking.
And it was
out the
gorgeous.
The
well, you know what? Then I, as soon as I finished my lesson, I took my kids for a walk with the dog.
Oh, that's nice.
Come yeah. on, kids.
John and I trimmed a tree. That was fun. It was nice to be outside and not have it be muddy and gross.
It's perfect.
And, yeah.
I mean, there's the upside to, you know, the drought we've got coming our way is right now. It's perfect.
Although it is so cold in the mornings. Like we're draping our lemon tree now. I just don't want it to, I don't need that to freeze again. It's had a couple hard years. And then 2 years ago, I lost every succulent in my yard and I'm afraid it's going to happen again.
They
super
just
bummed.
Died because it's cold.
They freeze. When they freeze, they turn black and die. And sometimes they'll kind of come back. Like part of them will still be there. Some of them remain. But I was like, oh, what do I have to do? Plant, you know, stuff that grows in the Northeast. This is ridiculous. It's getting really cold in the morning. Like, you know, 6-7 straight days of frost. It's crazy. It doesn't really happen here. I mean, I've only lived here 30 years, but. It doesn't really happen like that. Not usually.
You're unique. I take that back. You're probably normal in that you care or think about this at all. As you're saying, it's been this many days of frost morning. I don't even think about my plants or my succulents or anything in that yard.
Those things are my babies.
I don't think.
Take care of those succulents.
Yeah, well. I'd bring them all in the house if I could, but they're in the ground. Yeah. Such a bummer. It's like, oh, God. Succulents. Just the loss.
925 asks, I haven't seen Squid Game, but I have seen The Boys. Which is more violent?
Squid Game. Although the boys, the thing about the boys,
guy climbed in a person and then blew up.
Yeah, but that's it's just so cartoonish.
Well, that's true.
Where I mean, the brutal look in your face as I kill you, violence of Squid Game is, I think it's more violent because it feels more real. Yes. There's some bad. There's whale violence.
The whale is awful.
The whale's the best one, though.
No, the best one is the baby with the laser eyes.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty good. Mm-hmm. Actually, there's a lot of good stuff.
That's my favorite.
It's just funny. That's the thing about the boys is, like, the violence is cartoonish and kind of over-the-top funny, and Squid Game is over-the-top, but way less funny.
No, it's not funny.
Yeah, it's not funny at all. Did you finish the whole season?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's seven episodes of this section.
You did say that. You guys got to watch. Are you caught up on the Trade Wars?
Oh, I got to do that.
Yeah. And you need to, too.
You know what I was reading this morning? Parvati's on the Traders, right?
She's on season two.
So she's not on this season. No. Oh, okay. So why is she getting so much run? She's got press right now about how she's in a lesbian relationship.
Oh, what fun. Maybe that's why. People love lesbians.
Yeah, they do. And she's got a kid with a former fellow contestant on Survivor.
Oh, who is it?
I mean,
I'll look it up. Don't worry about it. I'll open a tab.
She's apparently writing a book any minute, but she's also, I was reading it and thinking, wow, the troubles of being Parvati, what's her last name?
Shallow.
Parvati Shallow. Apparently she's like, everyone sees me as a black widow, so it's very difficult to find partners. Really? Is she that?
I don't know. She always reminded me of Hot Ice Danielle.
She does remind me of that.
She has that look. I'm always like, oh, you're starting on another season of Survivor.
She's playful.
Yeah.
And
fun,
and
cute
fun.
Smile. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think of her as being evil. I feel like she does what needs to be done on some of these shows.
Parvati hooked up. She was with John Fincher.
Yeah, I don't know that name.
I'm going to look him up. John Fincher was a contestant.
They say he was a fellow contestant in the story I read earlier, but I don't know what you're
seeing. Parvati Shallow's ex-husband.
And she's got a restraining order out against this guy.
I kind of recognize him, I guess.
You found a picture?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me go back and find more. Let's find John Fincher images.
I don't know that guy.
Yeah, I didn't know him at all.
Yeah, I wonder if he would have looked a lot dirtier. And I really don't recognize him. Can you see what season he was on? Dark haired white dude, tall, kind of buff.
He was in Samoa.
Oh, I don't even know what season number that was. Well, so they broke up and now she's decided that she's with a chick now.
She's with a lady. And I don't know. I mean, she was just kind of saying, I don't want to follow the society's rules or something. Okay, do your thing.
Right.
Whatever.
You don't have to. I mean, you're a TV star.
Yeah.
In your way.
Well, you're a grown up. You can do what you want.
Yes.
Do what you want.
That season of Survivor was 2009. So it's been quite a while.
Was she on with him?
I guess not.
Yeah, you would have been back here and we would have. Yeah, it sounds like he was a minor dude. He didn't win or anything, did he? He's just some rando?
No, he didn't. He got out, it looks like, the final 10 or so.
Oh, all right.
Well,
I mean, there have been hundreds of contestants on that show. Can't remember them all, but he was the one for her.
Pretty gnarly, though, dude.
Yes,
What did you do, John?
Fincher.
John Fincher.
Fincher, that even...
What did you do, Finch?
All right. KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's time for a song, which we're not going to play. We've run out of time. And we'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.